my longtime friend Mark Herm, former Gator football player, air conditioning, anything to do with engineering, all of that. I've known Mark a long time, but this is one of his passions. He is the chapter president over the last 15 years for Coastal Conservation Association. Without further ado, ladies and gentlemen, welcome Mark Herm.
Oh, the crowd goes wild.
Good morning, guys. Thanks so much for having me.
Hey, it is our pleasure. You've been doing this for a long time. Why won't you give somebody else a chance to be president? I don't know. It's like, sounds like a dictatorship, not really a presidency, Mark.
He's an authoritarian.
It is a volunteer position, and I volunteered for it a long time ago. And so it's, I really enjoy doing it. It is, in fact, a passion of mine to do everything I can to help preserve, you know, the natural resources we have. And it's just a great group of people. It's comprised of anglers, outdoorsmen, business people that have the same vision of taking care of our properties and our resources for our kids and our grandkids to come. And so that's what we're working on.
CCA is a 501c3 organization. You've got like 19,000 members. You've got all kinds of volunteers. You've got businesses that are obviously a part of this. So what is the mission?
Our mission, Bob, is to clean and protect our natural marine resources. That has to do with the oysters, the clams, the water cleanliness, algae problems that we've been battling and overcoming, the fish, making sure that where fish have been struck down by weather conditions, hurricanes, cold weather snaps. We've deployed an enormous amount of fish back into the waters. We've got artificial reefs. We got 51 artificial reefs since 2010. Just as a note, we've contributed over $26 million toward these efforts, and it just continues. We've got 205 habitat projects that are currently underway with replenishment of clams, oysters, and fish. 96 tons of trash have been removed from the waters from volunteers that we have. We call it trash days, trash fish days. And so we actually put 32 cubic yard dumpsters out there, and we fill them up, and we get volunteers, you know, wow, by the hundreds to come to a given shoreline, and we make an event out of it. It's a lot of fun, and people enjoy it.
Yeah, and it makes a difference. It keeps our waterways clean. I mean, look, it's a big tourism thing, and for us who live here in Florida, you know, we all enjoy, you know, the coastline as well, and fishing, and you got to protect them. You got snook and redfish, sea trout. You've restocked a lot of that stuff.
We have, Bob, and like you, I grew up here, and we've been here for a long time, and we've seen the transition going downhill and coming back uphill now. And we've replenished, 5,150 snook, 560,115 redfish, and 292,000 sea trout. This is huge.
Well, look, I moved to Florida when I was 15, so I'm familiar with around Boca Grande and fishing all around there in that area, and I know how important it is. Heck, I started so long ago, I remember when there wasn't even a limit on redfish.
That's correct. When back in those days, there weren't limits on anything.
Yeah.
It was just go out and catch what you needed, and it's kind of like the honor system, and some people were
abusing,
respecting it, and some people abused it. That's right.
And so you're in connection with some of the local marinas, too. Tell me about that.
We've got some participation with a lot of the marinas up and down the coastlines. Our local ones are Sea Hag Marina, Steinhatchee Marina, and those are the ones on the West Coast, and they do a fantastic job of participating with CCA. There are some others on the East Coast, some smaller marinas that are on there, and every one of our participating marinas and our corporate sponsors can be seen on our website if anybody has any desire to go take a look at it and see the huge number of people that participate.
And what about artificial reefs? Because I've been out on a boat, you know, with my friends Jim and Betsy, and they have coordinates, like, and they'll go out to where there was like a bridge sunk or stuff like that.
Yep.
And, you know, the fish, they form their own little habitat right there.
They do. We have actually been very successful in taking some of the old marine vessels and some of the military vessels and been the orchestrator, if you will, of the sinking of those ships, and that's a lot of work. I mean, it takes a ton of paperwork to make sure the ships are prepared and decontaminated when they go down. They're not bringing oil to the surface, and all the paperwork and the location spotting and things. It's an immense undertaking.
Well, you've got a lot of volunteers. You've got people who are going to hear about this, and they might want to join the team. I hope they do. You have a banquet that's a fundraiser as well. I went to one. It was an absolute blast. I highly recommend it. Tell me about this fundraiser.
It's an annual fundraiser that we do every year. We call it our banquet, and it is a banquet and fundraiser. Next one will be September 10th. Doors will open at 5:30 p.m. at the Legacy Center in Alachua. We typically have a little bit close to 300-plus people. That's a good portion of our angling community. We'd love to have more. We've got the seating capacity. We can handle it. People can go online and get their tickets at our ccaflorida.org website and join us for the evening. It's a great time. You meet a lot of good people.
Now, I haven't talked to you in a while. Is it still the format where you used to have so many prizes? You could, some are raffle, some are auction. I mean, but you had tables and stacks of, you look around, every single one of those goodies would be something you'd be happy to take home.
Absolutely. We have a ton of people that are very unique artists in their own right, and they donate products for us to raffle off on the silent auction as a fundraiser. We've got CCA who provides a host of fishing, tackle, apparel, stand-up wakeboards, canoes, kayaks. There's various jewelry components there that are nautical in nature. It's just, like you said, Bob, it's an immense, diverse, I should say, spread of prizes and gifts that can be attained.
And not to put you on the spot, but you've always had really good food too. Can you tell us about that?
We really work hard to make sure we bring a good menu to the table for the people. We typically stand to our seafood
kind of a menu.
What do you call that? With all the stuff that gets thrown in together, and I'm just drawing a blank on it right now. But anyhow,
potpourri, cornucopia.
Yeah. I don't remember what,
but yeah, seafood stew.
It is, yeah. No, it's we've got it where you've got the shrimp and the sausages and the corn on the cob and I don't
remember. Oh, boil.
Thank you. The seafood boil. Anyhow, we typically go to that. We've got desserts and cookies and cakes and banana puddings and things like that and stuff. So it's, and the food makes it great. We've got a full bar, open bar at the event. It's just a great time. People really do enjoy themselves.
I know they do. And look, they have room. So if you hadn't gotten your tickets yet, go ahead and do that. Tickets and information at ccaflorida.org, ccaflorida.org. It's coming September 10th, Alachua Legacy Center. Beautiful building, great location, easy to get to. You guys are doing fantastic work, Mark. Anything else you want to add about Coastal Conservation Association?
No, just the fact that the CCA works diligently to preserve our resources, as I said. And, it does take money. And so any of the people that come out, we look forward to having their contribution to whatever they can possibly do. They don't even have to come to the event if they didn't want to. They just want to make a contribution towards CCA's efforts. They can do that right online as well. But we would prefer to see the faces. It's a great time. It really is. You'll see a lot of people you know, I promise you. We get a lot of local people that have been here for many, many years, and you'll know, anybody that shows up will know a bunch of them.
And it can all be part of our own collective legacy that you did something that your kids and grandkids and further on are going to benefit from and enjoy, because we have definitely beautiful things in our seaside communities to enjoy, no doubt about it. So, Mark, thanks again for all your hard work, and thanks for coming in.
Thank you guys for having me. I sure appreciate you. You guys have a great rest of the day.
Mark Herm, chapter president for CCA. For more information, go to ccaflorida.org.